I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, and this is where we hear from the businesses and services available in the Buffalo area. If you'd like to be on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. With me is Mike Wierbowski, who is the owner of Total Basement Finishing of Western New York. And Mike, how long has the company been around?
Actually, the company started in 2015, Randy.
So relatively new, and already going through a name change, I understand. So I want to get out there that it's Total Basement Finishing of Western New York now.
That's absolutely right. We've been First Buffalo Total Basement Finishing, and when we started, I'm a Buffalo guy. I wanted to name it after Buffalo. I love Buffalo. But we've had the good fortune to be able to expand our territory, so we felt the name should represent the area we're servicing.
Sure. What is it exactly that Total Basement Finishing of Western New York does? I imagine it's implied by the title.
Absolutely. The name says it all. We focus and all our skills, all our energy are finishing basements. That's the only place we work.
And you mentioned that's more of a regional outgrowth for you. So what kind of territory do you cover?
Well, we cover all of the Buffalo market goes all the way up to Lake Ontario down to the PA border. And now we go as far east as just past Rochester and the same north and south direction.
And when you reference the finishing part of Total Basement Finishing of Western New York, what is it exactly that you guys do?
Well, we do everything that we create living space in the basement. So we'll take a basement that could be finished and renovate it to bring it up to today's codes and safety factors. Or we can take a totally blank canvas and make it into a beautiful living space.
And why would someone consider using you guys as someone to finish that basement?
Well, I think uniquely, we're the only company that focuses only on finishing basements. There's a lot of people that finish basements. They could be general contractors that might do some extra work working in the basement throughout the wintertime to keep their guys busy. But to my knowledge, we're the only company that absolutely does only finish basements. In fact, we often get offers to go work upstairs, do a bathroom, do some remodeling other places in the home once they have us work in their basement, and we have to turn that down because it's not our niche. We are just so focused, all our skills, everything is focused on the basement. But because of that, we bring in the best, most unique products that are built for that environment. We get the job done fast. The average job takes 2 weeks, where conventionally it could take 4 to 6 weeks. So we're putting in a product that is made for the environment, can't get hurt by mold or mildew. Moisture doesn't hurt it at all. It has a 50-year warranty, and we get it done in 2 weeks, and it looks beautiful. And down the road, it's going to look just as crisp, just as clean, because it's the material for that environment.
As far as a business, what was it that got you interested in doing this for a living?
Well, I didn't wake up one day and say, hey, I'm going to finish basements and make that my life's desire. But what had happened, it's an evolution like everything. I've been on the planet long enough to have a pretty big evolution. I've been a ditch digger. I started as a waterproofer. I worked a lot of time in the trades, out in the trenches, grew into businesses and took on administrative and management positions throughout that, as well as the physical labor. And what we found is I've been in 10,000 basements, and what we found there is 1/3 of those are finished. And they're in the basement, finished, and they get ruined. Every time we had to go in there and redo a basement, we're ripping out someone's hard work, finishing that they've spent money and time finishing it. They're fighting with the insurance company to get it covered. And over time, I kind of learned there's a better way. Use the right products for the environment. And that basement is such a different environment that deserves and demands actually different products and a different way to address it when you're remodeling it than it does upstairs.
And certainly a lot of challenges. What kind of things do you run into when you're trying to refinish a basement? First thing I can think of is water.
Yeah, it's 1 in 4 homes have water issues in the basement. It's a hole in the ground, surrounded by dirt, lots of moisture, lots of water. Sooner or later, some of that gets into the basement. So water is the first issue, and that has to be addressed. Now, we're not waterproofers, but we work with many good associates that take care of those water issues, that carry great warranties so that after they do the work, they're not going to have any problems with water issues. after that, there's a host of issues that you're working with. It's not just drainage problems, but you have to consider a basement's lowest spot in your house. Everything, all your mechanicals are running either through the basement or overhead. And if there's a problem, you have to work through the basement somehow to fix it. So you want, one of the things you want to keep in mind is keeping everything accessible so you can work at it. And if there should be a plumbing problem, you know, that water again is going to go in the basement, so you want to use the right materials in the basement. You don't want to use things like drywall or wood, any paper product, because even drywall, they make a purple board and they make a blue board, but that's going to grow mold because it has the elements of paper and glue, both organic, and that's going to create a nice food source for mold. So you want to stay away from those type of products. The other thing you have to be concerned with and is height. You know, the basements typically weren't made to be lived in. They weren't made for habitable space. They were made for storage. They were made for, you know, a long time ago, storing food products. Well, since that's it was never made for a living space, there's things like ventilation that weren't considered. Lighting certainly wasn't considered. Ceiling heights that weren't considered. And, you know, they say, well, things aren't built the way they used to be. Well, when it comes to finishing basements, it's probably a good thing. You know, because of if you just went ahead and covered everything up the way they would have done 30, 40, 50 years ago, you're creating problems because moisture is going to be down there and you have to address that up front. That's the other big issue, going back to the water and using the right material.
Talking with Mike Werbosky, who is the owner of Total Basement Finishing of Western New York. When people come to you, there must be a number of reasons, but is there like a number one reason why people want to have that basement finished? Is it kind of like an added value to the home kind of thing?
That's part of it, and what's really motivating them is more living space. And that comes in a variety of forms. Could be, you know, living space to let the kids go down somewhere and play. Could be a man cave concept, right? Just gets down there someplace to have fun and socialize. An extra bathroom. You know, that's a big topic nowadays, too. People want to add an extra bathroom, and the basement's a great place to do that. You can do that there. But in general, living space, and you know, another thing that's coming on board is bedrooms. A lot of people are adding that, you know, fourth bedroom down in the basement.
All right, for somebody either just out of the nest or maybe, you know, like a renting situation or just for one of the kids in case you've got multiple kids.
Exactly. Coming back from college, you know, as kids are staying home a little bit longer and want to have some extra space and not put on an addition, which is going to be a lot more expensive, you know, renovating the basement makes a lot of sense.
And as far as finishing a basement, kind of different than finishing or remodeling a room upstairs, any other things that people need to consider when they're doing the finishing downstairs in the basement?
Yes. Because it wasn't initially thought of as a living space, egress was never considered. And that's an issue that has just recently been cleared up with the 2015 IRC code, which basically says you don't need egress unless it's a bedroom if you're remodeling a basement. So we find people are putting bedrooms in. You need to put an egress in. It makes it safer, and that's probably one of the biggest expenses that people wouldn't have typically thought of in the past. You know, you do need an egress when you put a sleeping room in the basement.
Is this something, this work in a basement, something you need a permit for?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's really a good thing. You know, the world's gotten a lot more complicated. There's different building materials, different ways of doing things. And if you know, 75 years ago, everybody kind of did their own thing, installed it a different way. There was no consistency. Today, in the trades, there's a lot of consistency, and best building practices have passed through every town at this point. And the code enforcers, or the town codes, know those. And I think it really works to the consumer's benefit to have them come out, look at the job, make sure it's being done professionally, make sure it's being done properly and safely, and the right materials are being used. So it's a benefit to have to get a permit. Where it gets complicated is if your contractor doesn't know the codes, and all of a sudden you start the project and, oh my gosh, we do need an electrical permit, or we do need egress after all, or, you know, those things that get thrown on after the fact. And that's where I think town codes get a bad name, right? Oh my gosh, they're making it hard for me. But the reality is they're good. I mean, they're keeping you safe. They're keeping the value of your home. And quite frankly, if you get a permit and do it right, down the road when you sell your house, you're going to get that value back because it's now living space. And you can sell that value. Your realtor is going to have more square footage to sell in your house.
How many people you have working for you?
We have about 18 people total. And that includes our 5 crews. Our 4 people in the office, which include a marketing person, an appointment center, and service call center person, administrator, production manager.
And the crew size varies depending on the job?
Pretty much we work with a two-man crew. We do bring in extra people, you know, some days for loading or unloading a basement, but it's pretty much a two-man crew all the time, and the guys are really great. You know, one of the things, being a construction company, contractors have a bad name. I mean, we've gotten a bad name over time, and part of that is just from lack of communication. I don't think many contractors have bad intent. I think they're out trying to do the job, they're not communicating enough, and next thing you know, customers are getting surprised with things, changes in pricing. You know, there's a lot of moving parts. There's codes to follow, there's job changes to come up, and what we pride ourselves on is working with our employees and subcontractors to make sure that the communication lines are always open, that the customer knows what's going on day by day. We actually have a process. It's called BOBR, Best Outcome, Best Reporting, where we take pictures every day, reports back to the production manager. Production manager knows exactly what's going on, talking to the customer every night. And we know what the next day's job is going to be, what's going to get done the next day. And just that communication alone just makes it easy for the customer. The customer's not coming home after work saying, oh, what happened today? And what can I, we got the answers and we're telling them right away.
So if somebody wants to get a hold of Total Basement Finishing of Western New York, where do they go? What is it, the website or is it a phone number? What's easier?
Probably a phone number is the best, 716-331-3218.
3218. And you said, what was the front, 331?
716-331-3218. Yes.
Okay, just didn't want to confuse anybody there, but make sure I had it right in my head, too.
Okay.
Typically, when you consult with the customer, you go right to the home and check things out for them first? Is that how the process works?
Yes, we have three designers, and they'll actually sit down. It's a unique process. We'll bring our computer along. We sit down and ask a lot of questions just to make sure we have the right game plan. We know what we're trying to design. We'll then go down and measure the whole basement up. And we're looking for things that have to be addressed, things like code issues and things that have to be designed around, like mechanicals. And we'll sit down there for quite a time measuring all that up and then designing and laying out the plan that would work. We then go upstairs. We actually go shopping. We have a whole catalog of materials and things that the customer and designer will sit down and choose. And then we put a 3D rendering right together. It's all on the program. They'll see a picture, a 3D rendering of what exactly the basement should look like. And from there, you'll actually have a price. It's all quoted out right at the same time.
So if somebody's looking to get that basement redone, Mike, you're the guy and then the crew to look for.
We'd love to help.
All right. Appreciate your stopping by.
Thank you, Randy.
Mike Werbowski, he's the owner of Total Basement Finishing of Western New York. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.